there's been plenty of discussion around the safety of the AstraZeneca vaccine, and it continues today. There's been a big meeting of those TGA authorities and medical experts that's, I believe, ongoing in Canberra. Now, I just want to put my cards on the table here. I remain entirely confident our health experts and authorities have our safety and welfare absolutely front of mind when it comes to promoting the jab. The European Medicines Agency have confirmed there is a link between the AstraZeneca vaccine and a rare blood clotting disease. But they still say, on balance, the benefits of the jab continue to outweigh the risks. Now, overnight, the UK announced they'd offer an alternative vaccine to people under the age of 30. And as a result, our health authorities are reviewing our policies to make sure the rollout goes smoothly and that we all stay safe. But look, news of these side effects haven't made me waver one bit. If I could get the jab right here, right now, I would. I want to read out some stats that the European Medicines Agency have revealed in regards to the AstraZeneca vaccine. The EMA say that the risk of blood clots as a result of the jab is about 1 in 100,000 people. That's 0.001%. But the risk of getting a blood clot if you get the actual COVID virus is between 18% and 49%. So I know which odds I'd prefer. There's no way the Therapeutic Goods Administration would gamble or put our lives at risk. And I'm all on the AstraZeneca vaccine. If we want our lives to return to normal, it is our very best shot.